Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating Black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics, from hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova. We're your one-stop shop for everything Black, every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the Black of the Berry, the sweeter the juice.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simar Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simar Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
You and I, we've been to many places together, but I want you to take me with you through to the other side.
Hello, folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. Dean sounds melancholy because WJs.
WJs. We just heard Alice Phoebe Liu with her new track Mind Reader, just for the record. But yes, our beloved Blue Jays lost one of the most insane World Series.
Yeah.
Not that I'm an expert.
I've literally seen zero except for this one.
but
But it seemed crazy mode.
Yeah, like that 18-inning game, which was just torturous to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that we're giving up when we bring out Little, man. And then, like, of course, the game 7, 11 innings, we lead the whole... It was, like, almost designed in a lab to be as heartbreaking as possible.
Yeah, because we were winning. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I can't even... I can't get into it. Yeah. Well... Maybe I can. Okay. There was like the time. Okay. The game before in game 6 with the wedged ball.
Yeah.
And I've seen everyone be really sad about that because it looked playable and mm-hmm. they could have just kept going and then we would have won and it would have been okay. But there was like several times in the game 7 that I feel like we either could have like stayed ahead or tied it up. And the last hit into the like infield instead of the outfield was just very sad. Yeah, the double play
from Kirk's bat.
But I've decided the sweetie pie looking guy. I was
Clement.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with him.
He's from Rochester, folks. Upstate New York zone.
He's so sweet, and obviously like. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is amazing. And just like, I don't know, they all just seem
And like Scherzer, so nice. Like Scherzer is like a maniac, but he's fun.
I know, I'm getting like parasocial, I feel like, but they all just seem
you're
so
savage.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And
we love all our boys.
I know. I'm gonna keep watching now. Like I feel that obviously the better a team does, I think the more fans they pick up because people get excited about it. But now next year I'm like, we gotta watch all the baseball.
Yeah.
I even want to know like who stays on the team and who goes off the team. Mm-hmm. Like I feel invested.
Yeah.
Maybe this will die out before next season, but
No.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Baseball is it's America's pastime. It's a classic. You simply cannot top baseball. What else did I want to say? Yes, I saw an Onion headline that someone is like from years and years ago, but someone brought it back to the feed, and it totally sums up the feeling in Toronto, which is a lovable group of ragtag misfits, no match for rich kids.
Yeah. I also have been seeing the Peanuts, how can we lose when we're so sincere? That is also how I feel. We have the power of friendship.
Uh-huh.
And everyone had such good energy. And the Dodgers don't even seem like they like each other. So I don't think they deserve to win. Plus, they already won. Like, this is just, you know, in movie laws, like, we should have won. This is just ridiculous. Whatever.
No, it's a heartbreaker. But yeah, folks, there's always a next year, as they say. At least the Bills beat the Chiefs on Sunday. That was a silver lining.
I've decided this is all Drake's fault, so...
Yeah, all right. I can buy into that.
Anyway.
Up next, folks, we've got Cell Phone Blues by The Lemonheads. This is a brand spanker for you.
Passing time.
If distance makes the heart grow fonder, my happiness will grow much stronger. Longing for the places that you leave. The more I see you, the less I
we go again. Hello, folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Shadow People by Dr. Dog. Before that, we heard Julianne Riolino, with The Less I Know. And at the top, we heard The Lemonheads with Cell Phone Blues.
Yes. Okay, with fall comes a lot of, like, movie rewatching.
Yes.
We were at a Halloween party, and people were talking about the movies that they rewatch every fall. For most people, it's just Harry Potter. I mean, that was the group we were at that party. They all love Harry Potter. So they just, like, watch them over and over until Christmas time. A lot of people do Christmas movies starting in November.
I think that's insane.
A little early.
Yeah, you gotta wait until American Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We love a rewatch of When Harry Met Sally in the fall. That's a classic.
Can't go wrong.
Are there any I'm missing?
No, but I'd shout out Rumors, Fleetwood Mac's. Not a movie, but that's a very autumnal feeling record for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I really dig listening to that.
Is there any Thanksgiving movies?
Yes, Plane, Trains, and Automobiles.
Is it a Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we got to rewatch that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, another one is Twilight.
Yes.
I know some Twilight rewatchers. Those movies, guys, they're kind of good. I like them. I mean, I was also a huge Twilight person when I was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
I loved those books. My friends and I, actually my entire grade, not even just my friend group. Like, this was a full involvement of both grade 6 classes. We would just reenact Twilight, like, every recess. Every single person was assigned a role. A guy named Jacob always got to be Edward, which is, you know.
Wow.
But
poetic.
He was the best actor of our grade. So, yeah. But anyway, Dean found an article that talked about how amazing the music is for Twilight New Moon.
Yes. So Paste Magazine has an article that claims pretty boldly, I would say, that Twilight New Moon has the best soundtrack of the 21st century.
Wow.
It's
Is it original songs or is it like a compilation of?
I believe it's mostly original songs.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Which is cool, and like we've got bands like Death Cab, we've got Tom York, Muse, Bon Iver. You know, who else do we? OK Go is pretty funny. Grizzly Bear, your favorite band ever.
Oh my god.
But yeah, this was all put together by Alexandra. Pat Savis, who also worked on The OC, Gossip Girl, Grey's Anatomy.
Which also has great music. This girl is a true indie head and also convinced all these like indie bands to literally make a song for Twilight, which is pretty impressive. Yeah, I don't know. Imagine having that much like clout amongst indie artists like a movie scorer.
But she's also like plucked so many indie bands like out of obscurity and like brought them like huge audiences when they're like, you know, Airborne Toxic Event was on an episode of Gossip Girl. Like, I remember that.
Gossip Girl and Grey's Anatomy are huge shows. So that's like actually Yeah, I don't know. That would, like, do numbers for your indie band, I feel
and
like.
She was on the OC. She's the what you say lady. She brought us what you say.
That can't be right. Wait, what you say, the meme thing is...
That's from the OC.
But it's not written for the OC. No. First of all, the meme thing is from SNL.
Yes, but it's parodying the OC.
Oh, I thought it was just parodying, like... soap operas.
No, because like they in one episode of the OC, someone gets shot and they play what you say.
Someone gets shot in the OC. Yeah. I don't know anything about this show. I thought it was about rich people.
It
I
is.
Guess they shoot each other.
They love to shoot each other.
All right, so true. Yeah. Speaking of the
oh yes,
the investigator on that Toronto billionaire murder thing was like, we have no idea.
From like a couple years ago, it's like this billionaire couple were like killed like in their home,
in their house, and you know, this left in their pool or something. Yeah. Anyway. But they don't know who did it, which is, you know, wild. Yeah. But
you love to do the police press conference when you walk out, shrug your shoulders, and then walk away.
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. But I don't...
The New Moon soundtrack.
Yeah, New Moon soundtrack is good. Like, is it better than the Licorice Pizza soundtrack? Of course not.
Well, but that's not original songs.
Yes, but that's not original songs. So I'm taking the point.
We gotta differentiate here, yeah. Because, okay, someone could put together a playlist of the 12 greatest songs of all time and, like, you know.
As I often do.
But writing 12 great songs for a movie is a more impressive feat.
Yeah,
so.
And coordinating all these different bands to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, imagine, like, okay, how does she divide up, like, who gets what scene, you know? Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah.
What an interesting job.
It's a cool job, for sure. Yeah. So we're going to play the first track off of this New Moon motion picture soundtrack. It's Death Cab for Cutie, Meet Me at the Equinox. Here we go.
That everything too soon. I don't know how to live without my head on his throat. I fight him always and still. Oh, darling, it's so sweet. You think you know how crazy I am. You say you don't spook easy, you won't go, but I know, and I pray that you will. Fast as you can, baby, run, free yourself up as fast as you can. Prove your faith in me. So if you catch me trying to find my way into your heart from under your skin, fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Sometimes
folks, hello and welcome back to your indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Fiona Apple, Fast As You Can. Before that, we heard Jerry Ledger with Waves of Desire, and right at the top we heard Death Cab for Cutie, Meet Me on the Equinox.
Yes, okay, it was Halloween.
It was Halloween. It was the Halloween weekend. You love when Halloween falls on the Friday.
Yeah, it was awesome. Okay, this was a thing we went to on the Thursday before Devil's Halloween. Night. But we went to, I don't know if we've mentioned this on a show before, but I love going to line dancing.
We've definitely mentioned
I
this.
Go to queer line dancing every week when I can. This was their special Halloween thing at a like bigger venue. It did not work because they like sold enough tickets to fill the venue. If you do that, you can't line dance. Like it's like it's just way too close together.
I was stepping on this poor girl dressed as Annie Hall and I felt so bad. And I apologized to Diane Keaton's ghost on the way home.
Yeah. But they did have the band is a drag country band.
Very fun.
To their knowledge, they are the only drag country band.
That and can't be true.
I am choosing to believe them. Okay, name another one.
There's got to be like five in Nashville.
Yeah, but America's homophobic, so maybe there's not. We don't know. Anyway, they were amazing. They were so fun. I just got to hype them up. They're like drag.band on Instagram. So go look them up. They're so fun. But anyway, the costumes, I gotta say, at this event were incredible.
Yeah.
You know the meme of like, I hate gay Halloween. What do you mean you're blank? That was like everyone at this thing.
There were a lot.
Was
of really
so
niche.
Good.
There were three distinct Orville Pecks.
Oh, more than that. Yeah, oh, yeah. Like a ton. Everyone had the little mask thing. There was a girl as Keira Knightley from Bend It Like Beckham. Nice. And she like found the like, you know, the like spiky hair bands they used to have. I'm like, they don't even sell those anymore. Like, I don't know where you got this.
I saw a Roderick from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. That made me laugh with the loaded diaper t-shirt.
Very good. Someone was like a really amazing Dolly Parton with like a whole wig and everything.
And there
like,
was a great Miss Frizzle.
Oh yeah, there was a good Miss Frizzle. Oh man, the costumes were so good. Just like the effort. Like someone was the scary room from Twin Peaks, like with the checkerboard floor and the red curtains. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very
like the
fun
Black
as
Lodge
well.
Room.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And just like no like, you know, half effort. Everyone was full effort. It was very good. We were definitely like the lamest
so
ones
lame.
There. Yeah. And you know, just we're too straight. Like it was just it didn't
they could smell
you know,
it on us.
It was just we're not that good at thinking costumes. Like I don't know.
That's not true.
Yeah, okay.
We've had a lot of great costumes.
This was actually a gripe of ours to ourselves, is that normally we dress up as something ridiculous and then we go to like a party with, you know, undergrad friends and everyone's like, when are you? And then so this year I was like, let's just we're going to be a fairy and a gnome. So easy. Mm-hmm. But then everyone was like, what gnome are you? Are you the Travelocity gnome? And Dean had to be like, yeah, I guess so. And so we should have saved David Foster Wallace and a lobster for this year. Yeah. Like, what the heck? The time we did that, literally everyone was like, you're a bug and you are a guy. And I was like, none of you are cultured. But
I really wanted to go as Leo from One Battle After Another, but
no, there were so many memes about how every single guy who watched that movie was like, this is gonna be sick, like no one else is gonna do this. But you're all gonna do
it. I didn't see anyone.
That's true. No one was, well, you know, to our knowledge, maybe there were some people hiding in the corners that, like, we weren't aware of.
But anyway, folks, speaking of gay Halloween, we've got new Orville Peck for you. Very exciting, fresh new track. It's called Drift Away.
Watch the kids riding shotgun roads. In 21, all the movies closed. High and dry, they got nowhere else to go. Drift away. Yeah, drift away. Pack it up, pass
wave goodbye across the county line. Backseat singing songs that make us cry. We don't know why. Big board, baby, light a smoke. Time flies, tell another joke. There's gotta be more than this tired town. Don't you frown, drift away. Empty-handed, nothing left to hold. Nothing's easy when you're young, I'm told. They'll tell you, come back down, saying something about, I gotta save my soul before. Drift away with me. You drift away with me.
lanky little fighter. Pops burned his arm on the cigarette lighter. Little Jimmy thought she came from the moon. She got scared and tried to run up on a broom. When I'm lost in the middle of the night, we chase the trails as the little bit light. Twilight suns eclipse the moon. Highland was saying, this is it too. But this is it too. I can't look at all this digital graffiti. Kick it down while you're sick and you're needy. Got sick off a little boat feet. Contact cowboy living in the street. People are gay trying to bring you down. The grease rising floating in the ground. Jerked off southpaw in the night. Japanese girl no living in the fry. I'm not Tesla, I own the coil. Magdalena turned the tire into oil. Got down with Deepak Chopra. Blew up the track with Tupac and Oprah. Sacred chords try to walk you down. Fat ladies singing downtown. In the heaven, I heard the cry. The setting suns never rise. Suns never rise. The suns never rise. The suns never rise.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard SXSXSX Men.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bonkers song, but there's no swear words, so I was like, well, I'd play this, but I don't really know what's going on, but
yeah,
I hope you
liked it. I liked it. I hope it's you Black liked Lips. It.
Yeah,
it's
I love
new.
Black Lips.
Before that, we heard Fan Club Wallet with Do You Hate Me?
Mm.
And at the top, we heard Orville Peck Drift Away.
Yes. Okay, this is something that you for sure all noticed this year. Like, we are preaching to the choir here, especially if you handed out candy to trick-or-treaters. But what the heck is going on with candy?
Oh, my God,
it's like
folks.
The size of, like, one M&M.
Like a thumbnail.
Like, it was so sad.
It, like, the little... Remember when you would get, like, a mini chocolate bar?
Yeah, it was
like
at least
a bar. It was, like, longer than it was wide?
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
They only have chocolate squares now, like a bonbon size for everything. But I'm like, this is not a bonbon. This is a Snickers. It costs you like literally less than a cent to make this. Like,
why
is it a square?
And the chocolate, I feel like the chocolate itself is of lower quality.
It's so lower quality. Yeah. It's like it has that, you know, when you like leave it too long, it kind of gets like white.
Yes.
But that's like all chocolate now, and it tastes not as good. And it's literally the size of one nut.
I remember reading that the cocoa crop had like failed pretty spectacularly a couple years ago. So I think like they just stopped putting as much chocolate in the chocolate.
Yeah. But this was like depressing because I bought the box to hand out to the trick-or-treaters and then got home and I was like, what the heck is this? Like, it was still expensive. Like, I probably spent $40 on candy.
Yes,
like,
you did. I saw the receipt.
It's crazy. And like, for nothing. Except it was, you know, like seeing the little kids' faces. Like, it's so cute and it was so wholesome. I'm so happy we did it. But just like, what the heck?
We like not good. As Americans, you know, or North Americans, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
We're
not American.
we need to we're never gonna like protest for like healthcare or like, you know, police brutality. Well, I guess we did do that, but then nothing happened. But like, you know, we're never gonna address like the major issues facing our society.
Mm.
But we could ask for better treats, you know. Am I wrong? Are you going to sit here and tell me that I'm
wrong?
Yeah,
no, we should do something about this. What we should actually do is, like, chocolate is made, like, so unethically. Like, this is not good. And you know what? Looking back, like, why did I buy that, you know? It's tiny, it doesn't taste good, and it's made with, like, really questionable child labor practices.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Okay, this was something I was talking about with my Pilates instructor, because she is like a health nut, and she was like, I can't in good conscience like give out sugar, but you can't like bake anything for children because mm-hmm. everyone's worried that you're poisoning them. And she's like, I don't want to give out raisins and be that person yeah. that's giving out raisins.
But like, also like, don't flatter yourself. I'm not wasting all my good poison on your kids, okay?
Okay, but so this has got me thinking, like, can we just bake stuff for each other? Like, why are yeah. we all so worried? Crime yes. is down, everybody. Like, please, let's all relax. Like, what's happening? Also, like, okay, just like, is someone really gonna like bake arsenic into all the candy that they no. give to children? Like come
all,
on.
All of the stories about that, they were like from like the 70s or 80s.
It's like satanic panic stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But like all of the actual cases of that were parents poisoning their own children
oh,
and
really?
Then blaming Halloween candy on it.
Oh my gosh. See? Okay, so let's, but also like,
let's destroy the nuclear family.
How do you bake like 60 of something effectively? Like, what could you make, I what? Guess?
Just like
a cupcake?
Yeah. Just make brownies just like and cut million. Them small.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, we should just be baking. Like, yeah. this is, why are we supporting this terrible candy industry?
I agree.
Ugh, but like trick-or-treating is the most fun, cute thing in the whole world.
Totally.
So like, you know, and but it's like individually packaged too. Like there's yeah. many flaws. We need to work on this
yeah.
as okay. a society. If you have any ideas.
Yeah, folks, we've got a year. Get to the drawing board.
Yeah, write
Hit
your city councilor. Be like, legalize brownies and cupcakes for yeah. Halloween, please.
Mm-hmm. Legalize ranch.
Yeah. We should all just do cans of pop and just, like, get the children swole, you know? It's just...
yeah, I'm going to hand out protein shakes.
Yeah.
Up next, we've got Avalanche by Snowcaps and Waxahachie and Allison Crutchfield. Here we go.
Trap, gonna get you. That's not. Change.